You have your Bible tonight. Genesis chapter number 6 tonight. We sure do appreciate God and His goodness and His mercy. Genesis chapter number 6. If you want to stand honored reading of God's Word, we want to begin reading at verse number 5. And the Bible says, God saw that the wickedness of men... Let me just stop here and say, listen, there ain't nothing we do that God don't see. Amen? Whether it's good or bad, God sees it. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of the heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that He had made man on the earth, and it grieved Him at His heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. Watch this. Verse 8. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. And these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And watch this. And Noah walked with God. I wanted to preach this evening for just a minute, if God will bear help, on the last part of what I led in your hearing this evening. Bible says, and Noah walked with God. I want to preach on Noah walked with God. Amen. As we look at this and we can see, the Bible says that that Noah walked with God. Now, it had been a long time when Noah walked with God. It had been a long time since a man had walked with God. The last person that we see walking with God was Enoch. Amen. We see Enoch, the Bible says in Genesis chapter number 5 and verse number 22, that Enoch walked with God. Now we know Enoch was walked with God and he was taken out of here. Amen. Praise God. You might say he was raptured out of here about 70 years before Noah was born. Enoch went out of here. And the Bible tells that Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him. Now we know that Enoch is a type of the rapture of the church before tribulation. Amen. He's taken out of here to be with the Lord. Amen. Praise God. He got out of here without dying. And that's what the rapture's about. Amen. It's not going by the grave, but it's going in a plane air ride. The fellow I used to work with said, boy, I'd like to ride a plane. He said, he said he'd like to be Superman. He'd like to be able to fly himself. I said, well, praise God, one of these days I'm just looking for a plane air ride. He said, you mean an airplane ride? I said, no, I'm looking for a plane air ride. One of these days the Lord's going to call me out of here and I'm going to go home to be with Him. Praise God. I'm looking forward to that. Bless His holy name. I was we was at this funeral service for Miss Ashley's papa yesterday, and her little grand, Miss Rebecca, was talking about how they had planned to go out of here in the rapture together. And she stood up and spoke a minute and said that it grieved her heart that he outstripped her and went on without her. But one day in a little while, she said, I'll see him again. Amen. Praise God. He done left out of here, praise the Lord. And one of these days we'll all leave out of here, good Lord tarries. But now to notice something here tonight is God's a blessing her heart that the last man that walked with God was Enoch. And then the Bible says that Noah walked with God. Amen. So it'd been a long time since a man had walked with God. It'd been a long time since somebody had actually had enough love for him to walk with him and communicate with him. Amen. And I'm afraid in the day and hour that we live, there's not a whole lot of people that want to walk with God. Amen. God seems so powerful and so humiliating to just us feeble folks. Sometimes I think He seems so humiliating that we don't think that we can walk with God. But it's not so much us walking with God, but it's God walking with us. Amen? And God wants to do that today. And I believe He especially wants it to do today in the day and the hour that we live. The day and hour we live is no different from the time when Noah was a living. And God saw that it was wickedness and that the wickedness of man was great on the earth. That wickedness was everywhere. Everywhere that you looked, there was wicked things. think the world was wicked, is already wicked, and becoming worse and worse. Amen? Here, look around you today and see the same thing happening now. The world is already full of wickedness, and it's waxing worse and worse. Evil men being deceived and deceivers. Amen? He said that it's, as it's waxing worse and worse, and wickedness is abounding, that every imagination of the thoughts of the heart is only evil continually. In other words, what God is saying here, there's no good thoughts coming through people's hearts. There's no through good thoughts running through people's minds. Evil and wickedness is there all the time. Amen? I'm glad that ain't part of me. I'm glad, praise God, there's a goodness of God that flows in my heart and through my mind. Praise God, I'm glad it comes out on me. I'm glad God in His goodness and mercy and love, He puts away evil from me. He helps me to have an unction to where I don't want nothing to do with the evil of this world. I want the goodness of God. I want to walk with Him and talk with Him while the world's waxing worse and worse and becoming more bitter and embitterment. Praise God to everything around us. I'm glad, praise God, there's a sweet peace that comes upon your soul. That God would say, peace, be still. Amen. Amen. That peace, it passes understanding that the world can't even begin to comprehend. Amen. He goes on in chapter 6 and verse number 13. He's talking about it waxing worse and worse. And God said to Noah, that the end of all flesh has come up before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Now, he said a while back, that word violence is Hamas. Amen. Why would you call yourself Hamas? Because they stand on these principles of violence, a violent people, a wrong-acting people, a cruel people. Amen. A sexual perverted people. Amen. It's prominent in the world today. An oppressive people. Just downright unrighteous people. Unright in all that they do. And God told Noah, He said, this has come up in my sight. He said, it's just unrighteousness everywhere that I look. Amen. But we see old Noah. All this is taking place. The world's waxing worse and worse. And God is looking down through the eons of time, and He's looking for somebody that'll walk with Him. He sees ever since Enoch had went, he took Enoch out of here to be with Him, and that he had walked with God and was not, because God took him. Since that day, God had been looking for somebody that would walk with Him. He had been searching men's hearts, seeking to find one. Just one person, praise God, as He searched all the hearts of heaven who would walk with Him. Amen? I wonder today, think about it. If God, as God's searching lives and hearts today, how many people is He finding that's willing to walk with Him? Amen? To walk with, that means to surrender to Him, to walk with Him, to be led by Him, to go with Him. Amen. Without obstruction, without rebellion. Praise God. We can. God wants that, but we have to want that because it's becoming worse and worse. The world become a wicked place, and God's searching through the heavens to try to find somebody. But then we see, I want to just give you three things right quickly, and we'll go to the house. I want to look at Noah the person this evening. Noah as the person. God says this of Noah in Genesis chapter number 7 in verse number 1. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Amen. He tells him he needs to prepare an ark for the saving of souls. And then when they get in the ark, he tells Noah, he said that Noah, there's something special about you. So I've been looking all through the eons of time and said, I found you to be right in your heart. Amen. Come down all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me. Now he says that's kind of hard to comprehend unless you can think of it in the right direction. He said, for thee have I found righteous. He said, Noah, he said, I found you to be a righteous man. He said, I found you to be a man who wants to do right according to God's will. He wants to be right according to God's way. Amen. That's all God's ever been looking for. That's all God ever looks for in any one of us. Somebody that will be right according to His will and in His way. Praise God. You say, well, Pastor Jeff, there's no way that it can be that simple. I want to say, yes way. It is that simple. The Bible says it's so simple that a child can do it. Amen. When we just choose to be the righteousness of a holy God. So Noah, Bible says that he said, thee have I found righteous. He said, no, I found righteous. I found you to be righteous. That's why God would say this of Noah. He said, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. I'm glad that on a Wednesday night, 1976, that little old boy named Jeff found grace in the eyes of the Lord. I'm glad, praise God, that grace, praise God, that was extended from God Almighty down to me. Praise God, it come to me where I was at when I couldn't get to it. I couldn't get to grace. I couldn't get to God. I was alienated, praise God, from it. But God extended that grace, and grace came to where I was. I couldn't climb up high enough. Noah couldn't climb up high enough, but he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. The Lord was looking for somebody. He was searching the hearts, praise God, of humanity. And praise God, God's grace, that's unmerited favor, came to where Noah was. If you're saved here tonight, praise God, it's because the unmerited favor of God came to where you were. You couldn't earn it. You couldn't work your way in. You couldn't buy your way in. You couldn't afford it. Amen? We couldn't afford the price that was paid on Calvary for the souls of men. But thank God, Jesus Christ, who owns it all, paid the price in full. When we were on the auction block, when you was on the auction block, going to the highest bidder, which was sin and iniquity, praise God, God Almighty sent His only begotten Son. And as they said, going once, going twice, Jesus Christ up and said, I'll pay for them. Amen. He bought us, He purchased us, He paid in full the price of sin. Amen. You say, Pastor, what are you talking about? I'm saying, praise God, we found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Grace was extended down to where we were. And we received grace through God Almighty. You say, well, preacher, why would Noah need all that? He was in the line and the lineage. Yeah, he was born a sinner. Amen? He was born into sin. Amen. He was a child of Abraham's seed, or of Adam's seed, of the child of a fallen race. Amen. And they came a day, praise God, that he was counted righteousness in the eyes of God. You remember Father Abraham? Bible said that he believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. In other words, Abraham, Father Abraham believed God, and it was put on his account, amen, that he was right with God. Amen. You say, Pastor, what's that got to do with us? We need to believe God too. We need to believe God's word. We need to believe in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, praise God, so it can be put on our account that we believe God. Amen. Put on our account, praise the Lord, that we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. Amen. Just like old Father Abraham. Look over, let me just show you that. Look over in Romans. Romans chapter number 4. Romans chapter number 4. It says this verse number 1. It says, what shall we say then that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereby to glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Because Abraham said, you know what, he told those folks, he looked between Beak and Bill, and he said, you know what, I think I'll just go with God. He said, I'm just going to believe God. He said, I know your opinions, I know everybody's got one, but he said, I think I'm just going to listen to God. I think I'm just going to go with God. I think I'm just going to trust God. And it was put on his account, praise God, that he believed God. Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Because he believed God, it was put on his account. Amen. I believe, praise God, what he's saying is here, that they was nothing owing. Amen. That a relationship and a walk with God was paid in full. Because he believed God. Amen. Praise God. He said that was that word of God that was imparted to him. Amen. Now he said, now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. If we try to work our way in. But now listen to what he says, verse number 5. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Amen. So our faith is counted, so it's imparted to us by God Almighty. It's imparted to us by God when we believe on Lord Jesus Christ. When we believe, praise God, death, burial, and resurrection, when we believe, it's put on account. And God has wrote it in his book. Amen. Praise God. He wrote it in his book. He wrote it in his book about Noah. He said, Thee have I see righteousness. I see righteousness in thee. Praise God. Amen. He said, I found righteousness in you. Praise the Lord. That unmerited favor of God. He said, I found it in you when you believe. Praise God. So we see the person of Noah. He had to believe just like you and I. Amen. We think sometimes that, some of these are super saints, and they are. Because they're super receptive to God Almighty. They listen to what he says. See, God had appeared into the faces of millions of men through the ages. For over 1,500 years, he was looking in the hearts of people to try to find somebody that loved him, somebody that would walk with him, somebody to talk with him, somebody just love him back. That's all God wants. God loves us, me and you, and he just wants us to love him back. Amen. Is that too much to ask? He's already given the best that he had. And as he's peering into hearts and he's looking for righteousness, those that'll just say, Lord, I want to do right. Amen. It's not that complicated. Praise God. But as he looked down through the time, praise God, the only one that he saw was Noah. And the Bible says that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. He looked and he looked and he looked, and then he saw Noah. He said, boy, man has disappointed me. Man has let me down. It repenteth me that I've made him. And as he's going through the list of all our iniquities and our sinfulness, he comes down to Noah and he says, but Noah, out of all these millions, all these hundreds of people, all these thousands of hearts that I've looked and searched diligently, I found one that's right. Amen. He said, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Now, Noah, that very name means rest and comfort. Amen. Noah's name means rest and comfort. God looked down at Noah. And I believe he said, my goodness, I can see that in him. Amen. He said, I see a rest. He said, I see a comfort and a comforter in this man Noah. He said, that's the person that he is. Amen. Praise God. Found a pleasure in this man Noah. Praise the Lord. So he goes on, praise God, even in the corrupt world. He said, I finally found someone that's not so corrupt. Amen. But then we see Noah not only as a person, but we see Noah as a preacher. Now, we know what Noah did. I mean, the thing that we know best about Noah is that he took the dimensions from God and he built a great big boat. Amen. He built an ark. Magnificent, magnificent vessel. Way beyond his time. I'm telling you, man could not have built that by himself. Has anybody ever been up to the Ark in Kentucky? Glory to God. Amen. Now, in order to get the full benefit of that Ark in Kentucky, you have to go through and read all the little signs. Because if you just walk through there and look around, you missed it. You won't get nothing out of it. Amen. But if you go through and you look at all the little signage and where the scripture and where it tells you of what's taking place and what was there, my goodness, it'll blow your mind. He even made provision in the ark for the ants. Hello? I mean, down to the most minute thing, God prepared in the ark. So what is that? What you say, Pastor, what are you trying to say? I'm saying Noah listened to God. Amen. And God used him. He found grace in the eyes of the Lord, praise God. And God used him in a magnificent way to prepare a great boat. Amen. Now, just as Enoch is a type of the rapture of the church goes out. The ark, praise God, Noah and the ark is a type of the church, the nation of Israel saved out of tribulation. Amen. It's a type of this boat that they go into the ark, and it's pitched without and within, which is a type of atonement. It's a type of being in Christ Jesus where we're safe through in the troubles and the trials and tribulation of the world. Amen. And Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. God began to let him build this boat. But 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5 says this of Noah. It says Noah was a preacher of righteousness. So not only was he just a person, but he was a preacher. And he was a preacher of righteousness. Now what is a preacher of righteousness? A preacher that's preaching the rightness of God. Amen? Those things that's right according to what God says. Now today in this hour to live, you try to preach the things that's right according to what God says, and people flare up and get mad at you. Amen? There were some things that was preached this week at the camp meeting. People flew up and got mad and went on Facebook and began to rebel against God. Amen? Let me just tell you, they wasn't rebelling against the man of God. They were rebelling against God. Hello? Because people don't want the truth. So they'll heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. They want you to tell me how good I am and how sweet I am and how everything is okay. They don't want you to tell them the truth because the truth, praise God, will set them free. And they don't like being free. They like to be bound. They like to be held down, praise God, by the bondage of this world. It's what's happening here in Noah's time. It wasn't much different. Mankind without God is no different. Amen. We're consistent in our wickedness without God, without godliness, without righteousness. There is no help for people without the righteousness of God. That's why Peter would say that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. So what is he saying? He said that he preached his heart out. He preached and he preached for 120 years. Noah, while he was preparing the ark, he was preaching the God of heaven. He was preaching repentance, praise God, and calling on folks to love the Lord without one convert. Nobody was listening. No reaction, amen, except negative reaction, praise God. The gospel, by the time that the 120 years had been fulfilled in preparing the ark, amen, the gospel, people had got so gospel hardened that they wasn't even hearing what he had to say. I'm afraid a whole lot of our Baptist churches have got so gospel hardened that we're not wanting to listen to God no more. Amen. We got to listen to the Lord. We got to hear what He's got to say. Amen. Praise God. But there was no converts. 120 years of preaching. Boy, I'll tell you what, that would get discouraging after a while. But it wasn't the first time. Isaiah preached. God called him. He said, Lord, here I am. I'll go. He said, just preach, boy, preach. And he preached and he said, Lord. And finally after a while, Isaiah said, Lord, how long? Amen. How long do I have to do this? He said, till the world is without inhabitant. In other words, he said, Isaiah, listen, there's no place to quit. We got to keep preaching the gospel. We got to get telling the good news, praise God. And old Isaiah said, boy, this is tough business. But God says, listen, Isaiah, don't get discouraged because I'm going to preserve a remnant. He said, there's going to be a few, praise God, that love you. There's going to be a few Noahs that want to walk with God. Amen. Praise God. I believe there's going to be a few Noahs that want to walk with God. No matter what, praise God, I believe there's going to be a few Noahs that will walk with God. So the Bible teaches us that we see old Methuselah. Methuselah comes along and he's preaching, praise God. And maybe he comes to the last time, he gets to preach, and he maybe preaches the funeral, praise the Lord, and Methuselah goes out of here. And they call Noah. And they said, Noah could have got a brother over here, 969 years old, passed away this morning. And wondering if you could say a few words over him. Amen. I'm just throwing it out there. And he goes over there and said, this dear brother's name was Methuselah. Amen. Come here to have a funeral for him today. And his name literally means that when he dies, it shall come. Amen. And when he dies, it shall come. And all the things I've been preaching to you for 120 years are on their way. Amen. It wasn't but a few days later that this preacher of righteousness Got a word from God. He said, load up. Load up. It's just about time. Amen. So we see the person, we see the preacher, but then we see Noah as the parent. Amen. Have you ever thought about being a parent in this world? You say, well, preacher, yeah, we all parents. Yeah, but have you ever thought about it? When it's all said and done, what do you hope to accomplish as a parent? Well, I want to feed my kids and give them a good education, put food on table, clothes on their back, and a good place to sleep. Is that all? Those are honorable things. Amen. But if we ain't careful, if we ain't walking with God, if we ain't trying to do it, we'll miss the most important part. Amen. We'll miss the most important part. Amen. Noah, praise God. All those services, and he had no success. The world's multitudes had rejected him and turned him down, denied him, got to the point they didn't, had stopped her ears, didn't even want to hear what he had to say. We're living in a day, and our people don't want to hear what God has to say. Amen. Don't want to hear it. They think everything's okay. But by the way, you can't find nobody lost no more. Nobody's lost. Everybody said, well, I think I'm okay. Let me tell you something, friend. You better know that you're okay. You better know, praise God, that you've been saved by the marvelous grace of God. You better know that when God has dealt with your heart and showed you you're an old sinner. And you better know that there's a place and a time somewhere that you fell on your face and said, God, please forgive me for being a sinner. Forgive me of my sins and mean it. Amen. There's so many people in the day that make a little profession, but they never have a possession. Amen. Praise God. I want to tell you, there's something, being a child of God, being a whole lot more than making a profession. Amen. We better repent. We better ask God to forgive us of our sinfulness. Because humanity is going down the same road that they did in Noah's time. Amen. We need a touch of God. But he preached with no success for the multitudes of the world. Amen. Praise God. But one thing about Noah, he had great success when it come to his own home. Amen. He had great success when it come to his family. The Bible says he had three sons. Amen. Those three sons had three wives. And Noah had a wife. And the Bible teaches that that God began to, he began to call them in, Genesis chapter 7, verse number 1, called them into the ark. He said, come thou. And said, nobody can go with you. That's not what God said, did he? The Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark. Amen. Noah got gathered up. He got everything God told him to gather up. He got gathered it up. God sent it in. Amen. I personally, I don't believe God, Noah had to go out in the bushes and the highways and gather up everything and bring them into the ark. Amen. God said, told him, he said, build an ark and this is the way you build it. And I believe God sent all those critters, amen, to him. Two by two or whatever they needed to come. Amen. Praise the Lord, maybe some ants and ticks hitchhiking on the back of some of the critters. But he got them in there. Amen. And then God shut up that door. And they sat waiting. Sat waiting on what God had said would come. Amen. And then one day, all of a sudden, they heard a big old raindrop. Pow, 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 falling on that ark. Could you imagine? Now, listen. It had never rained before. God had it set up, and the dew out of the ground would come up, and it was like a greenhouse effect, and it would just moisturize everything and replenish the earth with moisture. Amen. But God opens up the heavens. He opens up the fountains of the deep. Water starts coming up, and the water starts coming down. Amen. Now, we're talking about the Noah the person. We're talking about Noah the preacher, but we're talking about Noah the parent. And as that water begins to fall, those great drops in the water, and the water begins to rise upon the earth. Now just remember this. All the world is outside. You say, preacher, why would God, why are they outside? God gave them an opportunity to get in. Amen. I'm sure God designed that thing plenty big enough for folks to get in. All of our big shipping vessels can carry multitudes of animals and all the food that they need, plus a passenger cargo. Amen. God designed this to be that way. But when the water started coming down, the water started coming up, and that boat lost its mooring. It began to rise up upon that flood. Amen. But Noah the parent, he looked around in that place and he began to count them up. He said, there's a son and his wife. And there's a son and his wife. And there's a son and his wife. And he says, there's my wife. She's all over the place. Because that's what wives do. She's taking care of business. Amen. They got all these animals to take care of. They got a lot to take care of. And Miss Noah, she's everywhere. Amen. And Noah the parent, he looked around there and he counted. As the rain comes down, the lightning begin to strike, the storms are raging. But he's inside that ark. That place of safety with his family, the type of Lord Jesus Christ. And he looks around and he counts them up. And he said, all was well at Noah's house. Amen. Noah the person, Noah the preacher, Noah the parent. Praise God. a preacher of righteousness. Noah looks around and all of his passengers are accounted for. Amen. Praise God. He says, all is well. Amen. The way that it should be. At least, nobody else would listen, but at least my family got in. Listen, there may not be anybody else that'll listen to us. Maybe not anybody else that wants to hear. But you know what? Noah said, you know what? I'm going to walk with God. I'm going to go with God. I'm going to stay with God. Amen? And he told his wife, he told his children, he told his daughter-in-law. He said, you know what? We're just going to go with God. Amen? And they said, well, listen, you know, all this stuff, we've been laboring at this for all these years. They said, yeah, we're getting closer to being done every day. Praise God. We're getting closer to what God's called us to do, to finish. We can't quit now. And then there come that day to get on the boat. Amen. It was pitched within and without, type of the atonement, the Lord Jesus Christ, that protection. There was nothing that this world had that could get in through the walls of that ark. Amen. It amazed me that God even shut the door. Praise God. Noah didn't have to. God did. Why? He shut them in Jesus Christ, our Savior. It's what God does for us. He shuts us in Christ. He puts us in that place of safety, that place of refuge. Amen. Praise God. Secure in Christ, our Savior. Noah looks around. Amen. He walked with God. He had trusted the Lord. And God brought him to a place of safety, him and all his household. And what God done for him, he can do for you and I, because he's still the same God today if we'll just trust in him. Amen.